Ron Johnson is the multimillionaire owner of a plastics manufacturing company and a first-time candidate for political office. He is also giving Russ Feingold, a man of relatively modest means, the most serious political challenge of his 18 years in the U.S. Senate. At a debate in Wausau, Johnson revealed how he looks at government and the economy by talking about a book, Atlas Shrugged, by libertarian philosopher Ayn Rand.
Atlas Shrugged. Atlas represents the producers of America. Shrugged means they have become so overburdened with regulations and rules and taxes, at some point they shrug, they quit. And it is a warning. It's a warning what could happen to America.
In her books, Ayn Rand argued for unfettered capitalism. She called selfishness a virtue and didn't think the wealthy had any moral obligation to help the poor. Russ Feingold questions Johnson's embrace of Rand's bestseller and his use of the words creative destruction to describe the free market.
And I give you credit for being consistent with Atlas Shrugged. You believe the producers are a very special group of people. I guess they're better than the rest of us. You support trade agreements that ship tens of thousands of jobs overseas, and you say, well, I'm a producer, so that's good because it's creative destruction. It'll all work out in the end. Well, it might work out in the end for you and other people who are very well-to-do and fortunate. What about all the other people in the community who are suffering?
Johnson says those free trade agreements are necessary if America and Wisconsin are to compete in a global economy, and he points to his own experience.
I produce products. I export products to about 25 different countries. One of our largest export markets is China. If we can get government out of the way, Wisconsin workers, American workers can compete with anybody in the world.
The differences in economic philosophy are evident in some of the bills that Feingold voted for, including the stimulus package. Feingold says it kept America from falling into another Great Depression. Johnson calls it a failure.
Said it would create 2.4 million jobs in the first year and 9 million jobs after 3 years. Obviously, that doesn't come true. Of course, the assumption of that is the government can actually provide long-term jobs, and it doesn't.
95% of all working families in this country got a tax cut under that bill. We have 7 times more road construction in the country than last year. It's your local construction people that are doing that work.
Feingold defends his support for health care reform on fiscal grounds, saying it will cut the deficit and keep Medicare solvent. Johnson questions his figures. Feingold says they come from the Congressional Budget Office.
If he has his way and repeals the bill, we'll eliminate the best step we've taken to make Medicare solvent in the future.
The way you don't address or try and fix Medicare is create a whole new entitlement. Add another entitlement as an unfunded liability.
The two have sparred repeatedly over Social Security. Feingold says Johnson isn't being honest about privatization. Feingold is willing to raise the payroll tax cap so the rich pay more. Johnson is not.
And I will look at all the options. I think you have to have an open mind. The only two options I would take off the table is I would not agree to a job-killing payroll tax increase, and I would never force privatization on anybody.
Mr. Johnson has specifically said that as to people who are not yet in Social Security, everything's on the table, and that obviously includes some forms of privatization. I will fight that every inch of the way.
Both candidates question the other's commitment to cutting the deficit.
He doesn't have any answer. He doesn't have any plan. He just wants to say we got all this debt and all these problems, but he gives you absolutely no idea what he would do about it.
I have a very specific proposal. We repeal the health care bill.
Russ Feingold thinks government should play an important role in the economy and helping the less fortunate. Ron Johnson thinks we would all be better off if government got out of the way. Two very different economic philosophies, two very different candidates. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.